Hello, thank you for calling Podcast Phone. For Barely Podcasting, press 1.
Hi, this is Barely from Barely Podcasting Podcast.
Congratulations, you have selected the Barely Podcasting Podcast. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is barely funny.
Blah, blah, blah.
Barely provocative.
Blah, blah, blah.
And barely spontaneous.
So that's what I've been doing at work, trying to match my voice to the sound of the drills and the pressure things and all the gadgets and gadgets.
What? Oh, sorry. Sometimes funny, sometimes provocative. Oh, my bad. The Barely Podcasting Podcast is
sometimes funny. Sometimes provocative.
I like being without any clothes on, first of all.
But don't take my word for it.
Hey, this is Corby from the Twisted Pickle Show, and just like me, you're listening to Barely on the Barely Podcasting Podcast.
And now, your host who's barely just arrived, Barely!
Hey everybody, it's Barely. Wow, I am really beginning to like this intro. I wanted to let you know that this show is going to be slightly different than every other show I've done. This is going to be almost completely unedited. You're going to hear all the uhs, you're going to hear all the coughs in the background, everything I normally edit out. The reason why I'm doing this is I want to make sure I get a show out to you this week, and I've had a lot that's gone on. As I started looking over my show notes, I was amazed on how much stuff there is that actually happened this week. So I'm going to be just pretty much going unedited for the whole thing, believe it or not. I mean, that's working without a hitch almost. And actually, I'm going to even be using a song I've used before. It's actually become one of my favorite songs. I'm not sure exactly how much of the material I have is going to stick in, so I can't really tell you what all I'm going to be talking about, but here is just an idea, and some of it might stay, some of it might go. But my car is still haunted. Moron nearly hit me at the gas station when my glasses fogged up. Trust me, folks, this is interesting. My little girl is going to fake me out, or she at least thinks she's going to. I have another Japan story. I do have another review. So, hey, there's these things and more. So, let's get right into it. Something in the silence slowly engulfs me. Well, at work, I was drinking a pop. I mean, this is going to be really quick and short and all that, but I was drinking this pop, and you know when you kind of sit there and you're holding it, and occasionally you might just kind of bump something and it splashes a little bit? Well, as I've still been in my glasses, that usually gives me that little bit of eye protection. You know, folks, where it just kind of, boom, hits the glasses, but not the eyes, so it's like, hey, at least there's a benefit to having glasses. No, I found a way to splash my eye with the Monster sports drink, energy drink kind of thing. I splashed my eye without getting a single drop on my glasses. Now, how the heck does anyone pull that one off? I don't know, but I did. So I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I have now this orange Monster drink in my eye, and I'm looking at my glasses, I'm like, there's not a single drop on here. My face is dripping with the stuff, but somehow I got under my glasses and hit my eye. I don't get it, folks. How in the world am I able to pull that one off? I bet I could not do that for $1 million if someone asked me to do it again. It was a time, a place, a place I can't forget. I keep a picture of you. I don't know if any of you out there have been watching the news when it comes to this Midwest heat wave. I've been hearing about it from the shows in California who are saying, oh yeah, there's this big heat wave. It's now moving to the Midwest. Thank you. Couldn't you just hold on to it or push it back into the ocean or something? Because it has hit us and hit us hard. It is right now About 10:30 at night. I just had to take out a thing of diapers, the used diapers, so that they wouldn't stink up my garage and tomorrow's garbage day. Oh my God, did the whole place just reek like you wouldn't believe. And these diapers have been sitting outside for like 15 minutes. So I take them down to the garbage, which is already at the curb. And by the time I get back, I'm feeling sweat. I'm feeling beads of sweat. And it's 10:30 at night. Oh, this is, it's a killer. It's an absolute killer. But this morning I had to go get gas at the gas station. And this also happens to fall into the time that my car is still haunted. This morning was the first time in about a week that it just started acting weird again. I had to do the neutral drop thing, and I'm doing this all down my block. And when you do a neutral drop, your wheels squeal. So I'm having to do that like four or five times before I get to the gas station. By the time I got to the gas station, it was acting fine. But I don't know who's there. I don't know if when it was at a factory somewhere along the lines that maybe someone didn't die in my car. And just now they're feeling, okay, it's time to haunt the guy. But yeah, they're trying to do this. And I think they also haunted this moron who nearly hit me this morning. I'm pulling into the gas station. He's pulling out, but the way to get into the gas station, it's not just kind of a direct straight shot. You have to come down, you have to make a left, and then a right to get out. Well, he made the left. He's going straight, nearly to the point where he completely cuts me off and nearly hits me. Because he's not paying attention. He's, like, looking at his cell phone. Well, if I know I'm coming up on an intersection, I'm trying to do something on my cell phone, folks, I put the cell phone down. And this guy had the gall to look at me, kind of one of those, what the heck are you doing? And I just, ugh, that did kind of frustrated me because I'm kind of sitting there like, wait a minute. I'm the one who was turning in. I'm the one who was sitting in my lane. You're the one who wasn't paying attention. I didn't honk at you. You just nearly hit me. And yet, I'm the one who gets the glare. Is vigilante justice actually right? Because I would just have loved to, like, pop this guy's tires or something. I mean, it was just one of those things where just that one split second where it just gets you. But nothing happened. So he drove off. I went up, and I parked the car, turned the engine off, and I hop outside. And this is my last day with glasses. Thank God. But I hop out of the car, and instantly my glasses go from clear, where I can see everything, to boom, just like a shade came down. And instantly fogged up my glasses. Really bad, too. It was a thick fog. I couldn't see a thing. I was to the point where I was having to feel around to find the gas pump, or the pump to put in into my car, the nozzle thing. I couldn't see it. I could not distinguish anything. Fortunately, at the eye doctor tonight, they gave me more contacts, so thank God I'm going to put away the glasses for hopefully another year until I forget to go back to the eye doctor. But yeah, folks, this is another reason why I don't like glasses. They just fog up at the most inconvenient times. Oh, boy. Well, fortunately, I don't have to deal with it anymore. I got contacts sitting upstairs waiting for me. Well, folks, I had a little bit of a scare this morning. I was in the shower, and we have one of those R2-D2 kind of things. If you listen to some of the early Wicked Good podcasts, they talk about the shower cleaner that's like R2-D2. You push the button when you get out, and it sprays all the stuff around. And it's really kind of cool. It's really kind of this neat little gadget thing. But actually, oh my God, the thing works. You would not believe how much this stuff works. But it does. But it sucks through this cleaner really quick. Well, this morning I noticed that the cleaner was empty, so I popped it off, and as I'm popping on the new one, which sits right below the shower head, it splashes me in the face, and I get nervous because all of a sudden it's like, okay, I have my doctor's appointment tonight for my contacts. I want my contacts back. I need my contacts. I hate glasses. Well, this stuff splashes me in the face and actually does hit me in the eye. I do feel it. I it felt like water on the eye. It wasn't stinging in any, or anything along those lines. But of course, this happens on the day I'm going to the eye doctor where I'm going to get my contacts back, and I'm freaking out all day, like, oh my God, this doctor's going to say, oh, you have this thing on your eye, you can't do it, blah, 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 can't have contacts, must wear glasses for the rest of your life, and I'm thinking that's an utter miserable hell, I might as well learn Braille. That is how much I hate glasses. I would actually rip my eyeballs out than have to live with these things day in and day out for the rest of my life. LASIK can't come too soon. I just need to save up. Of course, if I save up for LASIK, why can't I save up to go to the expo? I don't know. That's a good question. But I'm sitting there and I'm feeling the stuff on my eye and I'm freaking out. My wife is looking at me and is like, what's wrong? And I'm sitting there like a big baby. I'm like, I just messed it up my eye. Doctor tonight. She just looks at me. Because she was on her way to work as well, and she's like, grow up! And I'm like, but I don't want to wear glasses anymore! Yeah, folks, I'm a big baby when it comes to glasses. I hate them. And if I had to wear these all the time, I would probably just kill myself. But, yeah, I already went into that little bit of a rant. But, yeah, fortunately, the doctor said, no problem. There was nothing. It probably was just water that got in there, and you're fine. So don't worry about it. So I didn't. I got my contacts. Over the weekend, folks, I don't know about you, but when I have a day that I can kind of rest in, I do. And my wife and I were both kind of just laying in bed, not really waking up, just kind of that one thing where you're just kind of laying there, you're like, I don't want to move, it's too comfortable, and it's beastly hot out, I don't want to even look outside because I'm going to sweat. But we're laying there, and all of a sudden we hear our little girl crying, and so I go get her, and I bring her back into the bed with us, and just kind of lay down, and I'm just doing one of those lazy things, you know, where you just lay there. Well, my little girl starts looking at me and my wife and says, Mommy, Daddy, Moke, which of course means milk. And my wife and I look at each other. My wife's like, no, honey, not right now. She's like, Daddy, Moke. I'm like, no, honey, not right now. Mommy and Daddy will come downstairs in a little bit. And she's like, okay. Daddy, I show you something. I'm like, really, what's that? And so she starts climbing off the bed and runs over to the staircase and starts going down. She's like, Daddy, downstairs. And I'm like, honey, are you trying to fake Daddy out? And she looks at me all innocent. And I'm like, are you trying to go get milk and have Daddy think that you're showing him something, but it's milk? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, honey, that's not going to work. Come on, let's go to bed. So I pick her back up, and she was okay. I think she knew I had figured her out, so she wasn't going to push anything, fortunately. But I get her back in bed, and I'm laying there, and after a couple minutes, she chases the cat off the bed and then climbs down. Then when she climbs back up onto the bed, she grabs onto it, and we have an extra high mattress, an extra thick mattress. I think a normal mattress is like 12 inches. Our mattress is 18 inches. I mean, it's that extra 6 inches. It's a thick mattress. And so she's able to grab onto the sheet, to the top sheet, or no, the fitted sheet. And she pulls herself up using braces and everything, and she gets up. But a lot of times what she has to do is she has to reach out and grab really hard. And I'm laying at the edge of the bed, just kind of like I normally do, watching TV. All of a sudden, I feel whomp right on the family jewels. She hit it. I mean, it was to the point where I was seeing white. And what does my wife do instead of scolding my little girl or anything? I'm pretty much indisposed at this point. I can't do anything but just kind of lay there and squeal and I think that was it. I think that's all I could do. My wife sits there and starts giggling incessantly, which makes my little girl giggle, and she tries to do it again. Fortunately, I'm in the fetal position now, and I'm kind of curled up in that little ball where I think every guy kind of knows what kind of little ball that is. But I'm laying there, and I'm like, and my wife is giggling, my little girl is giggling, and my wife's like, okay, well, let's let Daddy kind of heal, and we'll go downstairs and get something to drink. So that's how my Saturday started off, folks, with a very painful good morning. Barely's time in Japan. No wonder they call us ugly Americans. My story from Japan this week, folks, is going to be something that I don't think I've ever seen since I've left Japan. And it's very interesting. It's their menus. And I'm not referring to the paper menus that everybody has all around the world. These are more so you can do window shopping for food. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking window shopping for food. I mean, do you just kind of go up to the windows, look at what people are eating? No. Right next to the door at most restaurants in Japan, and honestly, I've never seen it before, never seen it since. It looks like they have made an extra bowl or whatever, or an extra plate of whatever they're serving, and put it right there. And it took me 6 weeks to figure this out until I made a friend who was somewhat Japanese to explain it to me that that's plastic food. Folks, they make plastic food, and it's a booming industry in the country, all over the place. It actually is pretty interesting, though, because you can kind of go through and take your waitress outside if you can't figure out what's on the menu, and the whole menu is in Japanese, and Kana, I believe, is one of the... They have three written languages, folks, and Kana, I believe, is one of them. I could be mistaken, so... Again, don't hold everything I say as gospel on this one because, again, 20 years, folks. But I believe it's Kana. And if it's all written in Kana, that's one of the three written languages of Japanese. I don't know how to read that stuff. It's just lines that kind of intersect and look like little pictures. That's what it looks like to me, folks. So I would occasionally have to take a waitress outside and point to it going, I want that. Fortunately, these things were actually very well depicted of what the food was, to the point where there were a couple times I thought I was getting the plastic food from outside. Fortunately, they didn't, but I mean, it was interesting. I mean, you just kind of go there. It's like, wait a minute, plastic food? Isn't that for like little kids? No. Actually, no, it's not. It is for for restaurants, and it is a booming industry. I mean, you could make millions of dollars making fake food to put at the door of any restaurant in Japan. Even McDonald's, I think, had it in a couple of them that I went to. Go figure, McDonald's? Who doesn't know what French fries look like?
I could fly right up and through your skies, but there's somewhere else my faith lies.
Well, folks, today's review is going to be for the show You Are the Guest. This is a show done by Bill Grady, and it is an excellent idea, and it's an excellent podcast, but even the idea is extremely smart. Instead of having someone that's like me, kind of telling about my life and doing all that kind of stupid stuff and stupid things I see here and there, what Bill does is he has a guest come on to be the focus of the show. So it would be like Bill asking me all these questions about my life and blah, 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 all those kind of funky things that are going on out there. But he talks with you about everything that goes on. I mean, he's had some big name guests on recently. He's had someone who's been a Middle East expert for CNN, Fox, and it's all the same guy. And he's also had on just like the guy next door. It's really interesting kind of listening to it. And he asks opinions and really hard-hitting questions, too, about what's going on in the world. How does that person perceive it, as well as how does the community that person is in perceive it? And he goes through, but it's very entertaining the way he goes through it. It's not just, well, tell me this and tell me that and nothing along those lines. It's very engaging. It's more of a conversation. He leads the conversation very well. And is you could just tell he has to have a journalistic background. I haven't read too much about Bill's background, but you can just kind of tell because he can really kind of lead the show one way or another just by the way he questions. And it's very fluid. The whole conversation is very fluid and just an excellent show. And I just can't say enough about it. But he also turns the table right at the end where the guest gets to ask Bill three questions on anything. Anything they want to ask, they can. And he'll answer it. And usually he'll turn the question back around. So it kind of keeps that conversational flow going. But it's a very interesting concept where a lot of podcasts are more formulated and everything. He's actually pulling in the listener to be the guest to, in essence, be the star of the show. I mean, how many people are willing to give up that much to give it to someone else on their project, on their baby, so to speak? It's very rare to see, but it is just so excellently done. It's just a thrill to listen to it. And no matter if you love what the guest is saying or if you can't stand it, you still kind of follow through with it. And, I mean, there have been some shows where I've sat back and I'm like, I don't like this guest. This guest is an idiot. This guest is a moron. I can't understand why someone would think that way. I've had a lot of those, well, not a lot of shows like that, but there have been a couple here and there where you just kind of sit there. It's like, how can someone think like that? Or how can someone be that off base from what you think you are? So, a lot of his shows do have a huge range of people. And honestly, folks, you're going to love it. I mean, this is a show that is truly of its own niche. And if you want to be a guest, all you have to do is email him. He'll respond pretty quick. Bill will get back to you and say, yeah, hey, it's going to be a little bit, or I can get you on here sooner. But he goes through and really just tries to get everybody and everybody's different perspectives in on what's going on. And you can find Bill's podcast, You Are the Guest, at youaretheguest.com. I mean, what a better show. What a better concept. So, yeah, go check him out. And if you've never listened to the show before and this is your first time, let them know that Barely Podcasting Podcast sent you over.
This is Bill Grady, the host of a new show called You Are the Guest, a weekly show where you can be the guest and tell listeners what your friends and neighbors think about the issues of the day. It's part talk show, part opinion poll, and completely dependent upon your participation as a guest. You Are the Guest is a 30-minute show that brings a new style in talk shows unlike anything you've heard before. That's because we have interviews with interesting guests from all around the world that tell about their lives and share what they think about the issues of the day. But what makes our show unique is our Ask Bill 3 segment, where we give the show over to the guests and they get to ask me three questions about anything. Our recipe is simple. Interesting guests from around the world who are people just like you and me sharing their views and then asking the questions. Look for us on iTunes or log on to our website at www.youaretheguest.com for details. Thanks for listening, and maybe I'll be talking to you on the next edition of You Are the Guest.
Well, I have one more story for y'all, folks, and this was one that, oh man, I don't know how this happened, but I just was driving home today, and I'm looking at the temperature gauge in my car. I have an outside temp gauge, and I'm looking up because it's above the console and everything. It's kind of on the roof. I look up, and it says 100 degrees, and I look down, and right next to me is a guy on a motorcycle, kind of a heavyset guy, too, a big guy, really big guy, actually. But he's on this motorcycle without a shirt on, and big guy without a shirt on. First of all, that's not a pretty sight. Trust me, I know. I have to see it every day. I mean, that's me. But also, he was hairy. I mean, all over, to the point where you were watching the hair kind of move in the wind with the breeze. It was almost mesmerizing in a terrifying way. It was one of those where you just kind of like, you want to look away, but yet you can't. And yet I knew I had to look away because there's a car ahead of me and this guy's in another lane. It was scary, folks. It was really, really scary. It was just, ugh. And so you're kind of seeing the fat rolls kind of all shaking in the wind, because we're moving at about 70 miles an hour, so you kind of know what that happens to the face with the loose skin. Think about that all over the guy's body, and then his hair is just kind of waving in the breeze, his back hair and his arm hair and his chest hair. Talk about needing a shrink. Now, if I could only figure out what the guy's, who the guy was, because I don't even remember his license plate, I'd charge him for it. Some stories, all they ever could have been. That's where this movie starts and where it ends. Well, folks, I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up for me this week. I hope you liked the show. I mean, like I said, this is raw. The only editing I'm doing is throwing in music bits here and there, putting the intro and the extra, and boom, it's out to you. That's how raw I'm doing this week. I really want to make sure I get a show out to you. And there's also another reason why I want to get a show out to you, folks. It's because this week at the Podcast Pickle, I've been asked to be the guest pickler, or I got selected to be the guest pickler. And what does that mean? That means I get to go through and pick the 7 shows, one for each day for the next week, starting on Monday, which is today. And I get a pick all the way through till the end of the week. So all the way through Sunday, I will be picking the shows that are featured on the front page. I mean, isn't that like really kind of cool? You got to listen to Gary's episode number 51 from the podcastpickle.com. You've got to listen to that, and it'll kind of give you the instructions on how to be the guest pickler. And it might not happen for a while. I think I sent in my email about a month ago, and I got picked now. So I've already picked them out. And the shows that I picked out are really good shows, and I think I've reviewed all of them. I'm trying to think if I... Yeah, I've reviewed all the shows that I have that I am putting up, except for one, and that's going to come up on a special episode of Barely Podcasting Podcast. But you're not going to know why, and unless you've really followed through, you're not going to know which show it is either. Of course, you can also look at my website and figure that one out, but hey, I'm such a dork. Anyway, but yeah, I get to pick out for the next 7 days, including today, which is Monday. Of course, you're going to be listening to this later in the week. Those are all shows I picked to put up there. I wish I had a month, though, because there were so many excellent shows that I just could not get up there. So I had to go through, and I made up some rules for myself and said, okay, there needs to be this amount of shows in the archive. There has to be regularity to them. They couldn't have been featured in the past X amount of days. I mean, I made all these rules so that it was easier for me to pick them out. And I'm also going through, and in the form, in the general topic, I have a message up there that's now pinned at the top, which explains why I select each show. So, yeah, go check them out at podcastpickle.com. Boy, I just had a brain lapse there. But yeah, podcastpickle.com. And this whole week, the week of July 31st through August 6th, those are the shows I'm picking out, folks. I mean, hey, isn't that kind of cool? Of course, my show is not one of them that I picked out. So, no, that's not the one that I didn't review. It's my own show. But, yeah. So, yeah, go check it out. Go check out what shows I am selecting. And if you haven't listened on the 31st, the first show I did pick out was the Twisted Pickle. Corby at the Twisted Pickle. You know, I reviewed him a while ago. He's the guy who really helped me through. I really had to make sure he was the first one I got out. So, yeah, Corby was the first one on July 31st. Who will be on August 1st? Will be on August 6th. You'll have to just check out the Twisted Pickle. Or you'll have to check out, not the Twisted Pickle. You should check out the show. But yeah, check out the podcastpickle.com. You'll find out which shows I'm picking. Also have a really cool email or voicemail here.
Hey, Barely, it's Joe from Dallas. I'm stuck in the airport in Denver. I'm on my way back to Dallas from LAX. Life sucks. I'm bored as hell. I don't know why I called, but I just felt like it. Talk to you later.
Yes, folks, if you couldn't tell, that was my first drunk dial. After all the drunk dialing I did a couple weeks ago, to actually have my first one. So, Joe, thank you. The only way I know this was a drunk dial was I was talking with Joe on the shout box on the website, and he didn't even remember that he had done it. And he said he kind of drinks before flights. And I'm going to have to do that on one of my Japanese, my Life in Japan episodes, just because I've had so many flying experiences, it's not even funny. All these different things that have happened, and I'm just going to probably have to do a whole episode just about traveling. But yeah, that was Joe from Dallas. And that is pretty much everything I've got. I do want to say thank you to everyone on your condolences and messages of support for the loss of my dog, Toki. It really does mean a lot. They've been kind of coming in for the past week or so, and it just really has meant a lot. I am coming to grips with it a lot better. I am at peace with the decision, but I am coming to grips with it a lot more. I still kind of hear her around the house. I still will come up from the basement and instantly turn to let her outside, and even though she's not there, my little girl still is asking every now and then. My wife and I are saying she's going to live with Daddy's grandma, and my grandmother passed away earlier this year, so she knows who my daughter does know who my grandmother was, and so she kind of understands that the dog went to live with her. So it's kind of not lying, but yet at the same time, it is not telling the whole truth, but she's too young to understand that, folks. At 2.5, do you really understand anything about death? So that's how we've been explaining it to her. But again, thank you for all the messages of support and sympathy for us. It really has meant a lot. More than I think you'll ever know. So, but again, thank you for all that. And on that note, I'm going to sign off of this episode, the Raw episode. No, it's not Eddie Murphy Raw either. But yeah, you can get in touch with me in many ways. You could be like Joe and drunk dial me. Hey, you can sober dial me. I don't care. Just dial me. Phone number is area code 206-666-2660. You could drop me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com, or come over to the website at www.barelypodcasting.com, and you can leave me a voice message with the My Chingo system, or you can also leave me a shoutbox message. I do check that throughout the day, so we could be kind of having a little bit of an interaction there. Anyway, I think that's pretty much it. And my new tagline, folks, is it's all about me. See you later. Boy, I have that great extra, and then all of a sudden I completely forget the song you've been listening to. It's the song Chicago, which has become one of my favorites. I really, really enjoy this song. And the music is from the band Blackboard Jungle, and it's Chicago. I mean, hey, this is one of the songs that sticks in my head so bad that I have to listen to it like once a day at least. It just kind of catches me. I don't know why. I just like it. And you can find them at the Pod Show or the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Okay, now I'm going to sign off again. And you know, folks, it is all about me. See you next week. How the hell can I do any work with this?